Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us today. Our passage is going to come from Philippians 3 and 4, but before we do, quick illustration. This would have been more apparent 20 years ago today, who knows anymore, but I, as a man, have never given birth. I've never had a baby, but with four kids, I've been present at a lot of births. And so I know from an outsider's perspective something about the process of having a child. There are some things in life that are counterintuitive, that don't go the way that you think that they should go. Like having a baby, when you're having a baby, one of the things that you're tracking is your contractions, that they're getting closer together and they're getting more intense the closer the baby gets. Now, as a woman, everything in you is telling you when you start having these contractions is to fight. This is bad. I need to bear down and struggle my way through until these contractions stop. But anyone who's involved in birth will tell you that's the exact opposite of what you need to do. All of this pain makes you feel like you need to tense up, when what you need to do to allow the process to take place is to feel that pain, to experience that, and to do deep breathing exercises, to, you know, give yourself mental images, to do the exact opposite of tense up, which is to let the contractions do their job. And as you kind of embrace that discomfort, as you allow it to do its work, then your baby comes. There are several things in life like that, where often we feel like we need to be fighting one thing when really what we need to do is embrace it. Or something that we feel like we need to be embracing when really what we need to be doing is fighting. Our devotion today is striving and trusting. Often in life, culture will tell us that we need to trust in ourselves and strive to find our place in the world. When really, Paul, as we're going to see in Philippians 3 and 4, tells us the opposite. That we strive with ourselves and we trust God in the midst of our circumstances. Philippians 3. 12, not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Brothers, join in imitating me, and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many, of whom I have often told you, and now tell you with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is their destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body, by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. My Bible labels this section straining towards the goal. Now, what's the strain? What's the striving? We are striving against ourselves. Very often, we are our biggest enemies, and we get complacent, and we get self-satisfied, and we become indulgent. And so what's the counterexample that Paul gives here? Their end is their destruction. Their God is their belly, their appetites. Their glory is their shame. It means they revel in the things that are most shameful about themselves with minds set on earthly things. This is default man. This is who we would be but for the grace of God. And so Paul says, I strain, I press on. Elsewhere in 1 Corinthians 9, Paul says, I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. We don't want to waste the time and the opportunities that God has given us. And who's going to be our biggest enemy? Ourselves, our flesh, our comforts, our pride. So we do not trust in ourselves. We strain, we press on into God, into his purposes for us. And what about our circumstances? Let's go to Philippians 4, starting in verse 10. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low. I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Paul says, in whatever circumstance I find myself, I trust the Lord and that he's going to bring me through it. We do not strain and strive and resist against our circumstances. We accept the circumstances. Ephesians 2:10, the works that God has placed in front of us to walk in. We know that God is working all things for the glory of those, for the good of those who are called according to his purpose, who love him. We see this throughout Scripture, and I think any of us who've walked with the Lord for a long time can see often the most growth, the most that we will see and experience God is when he's bringing us through difficult circumstances or circumstances that we wish were different. And when we find ourselves in those positions, we do not trust in ourselves and strive and strain against the world we find ourselves in. We trust God in our circumstances, and we strain against our natural tendencies to be our own saviors, to be our own gods. We lean in to who God is, and we say, Father, what do you have for me in this situation so that I might make the most of the time that you have been given me? Let's make sure that we are resisting the right things and embracing the right things. God, we thank you for your word and the beautiful pictures that it gives us of what Christian life is all about. Trusting you in our circumstances and straining on against our natural tendencies to be self-serving, to look to ourselves rather than to you. God, forgive us for the ways that we do that. Help us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ so that we might be better disciples, better lights in a dark world that just needs the good news of your love and your grace and your power. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.